Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. Minutes past 8 o'clock. It's Thursday morning, March the 25th. Good morning, everybody. I'm Scott Micklin. Thanks for tuning in to KSJE 90.9 FM over the air here in San Juan County, New Mexico, 103.3 FM over the air in Durango, Colorado, and streaming everywhere from our website, of course, KSJE.com. Welcome also to our viewers who are watching this visual radio program. It is streaming live this morning on the KSJE Facebook page, our YouTube channel, and our Twitter account. We're glad that you are with us as well, everyone. Coming up this morning, my guest today from the San Juan County Partnership and also the New Mexico Cooperative Extension Service, we're going to be talking a little bit about the New Farmer Network. This is an opportunity to connect new farmers with landowners to create more farming opportunities in Northwest New Mexico. We'll tell you more about that coming up in the next few moments. Whether you're a landowner or a potential farmer, this program is for you, all in an effort, again, to develop and sustain our locally grown food economy here. So that's what's coming up this morning in the next few moments right here on KSJE. And then, of course, next hour online on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter, it's our COVID-19 Community Information Program. You can catch the program on the radio, of course, this afternoon at 5:06 p.m. on KSJE and at noon on our partner radio station, KNMI, over at 88.9 FM. But coming up live at 9 on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter this morning, Megan Cullip and I will be here giving an update on what's been going on over the past week. Of course, San Juan County has achieved turquoise status as of yesterday, the second largest county in the state to do that. And we'll be talking about that, of course. We'll also be hearing about an upcoming food drive to help local families. Also, an update on the vaccine rollout in New Mexico. That has been expanded to include more people in our state. And an update on choirs and singing from a local educator. So that is what we're talking about and focusing on this week on our COVID-19 Community Information Program this morning. Mick Hess will be here roving with the arts, of course, on the radio at 9 a.m. He is playing selections from Strauss. That's coming up this morning. You'll be hearing that on Roving with the Arts today on KSJE and KSJE.com. Let's talk about checking out our Instagram page. If you're an Instagram person, check it out, Instagram, in addition to Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook. Weather forecast outside right now, 30 degrees in Farmington this morning. It's a mostly cloudy morning with maybe some snow flurries. We're kind of spitting around out there as I drove into the radio station this morning. We're expecting some more chances for rain and flurries today off and on with an increasing cloudy day. The high 48 in Farmington, more chances for some flurries overnight with a low of 35. Tomorrow, chance of rain or snow again with a high of 47 on Friday and a low of 29. And then things start to clear up just a bit for Saturday, and then it looks pretty good for the next several days. Take a look. 55 degrees, partly sunny skies on Saturday. 59 degrees with mostly sunny skies on Sunday. Mid-60s on Monday, back to mid-50s for Tuesday, but then increasing warming trend again by next weekend for a high 67 next Friday and maybe as high as 72 with lots of sunshine by Sunday. Joining me this morning to talk a little bit about the efforts of the San Juan County Partnership and the new Northwest New Mexico New Farmer Network, Patience Williams is joining me this morning from the San Juan County Partnership. Patience Williams, good morning. Good to have you back on KSJE.
Good morning, Scott. Good to be here.
Thank you for joining us. Also joining us remotely via Zoom this morning, Wes Medlock is here. He is the new program coordinator for the Northwest New Mexico New Farmer Network. And Wes, good morning to you.
Good morning, Scott. Thank you.
Great to have you with us as well. Thank you for joining us. And let's start maybe, Wes, with you and Patience. I guess let's start with you a little bit about how Wes came to be here in Northwest New Mexico and about this program. This has been kind of an ongoing project, right, to get more locally grown food that you and I have talked about on numerous occasions.
That's correct. You know, hand in hand with NMSU, Cooperative Extension, Bonnie Hopkins, and Aaron Havens, we've been talking for the last 4 or so years on how to increase production here in San Juan County, purchasing more local for our schools, institutions, and just making farming a way of life again, where so many of our farmers, it's they work a full-time job, and then they come home and farm full-time because they just love it. And so this has been, you know, a brainchild of Bonnie, and it came to fruition, as with everything else that we've been working on, pretty amazingly. So Wes has been here, and like I said, he came right in the middle of the lockdown, and so we've been communicating remotely since he's come on board, and we got to do some hands-on work the other day in the open air with children, and, you know, safe and masked and planting trees and plants all day. So it was our first trip out of doors face to face with everyone. So it's been amazing, and I'm just so glad to have him on board, and he's already done some great things. So I'm gonna pass this over to you, Wes, and you can run the show.
All right, we'll go to Wes and ask a little bit. You've been kind of working on this project, Wes, since July, right?
Yes, that's correct. So it's a fairly new program, and it was fun to start in the middle of the COVID lockdown, and finally we're starting to see light at the end of the tunnel. So hopefully, if we all stay safe, we can get back to in-person things. But so the Northwest New Mexico New Farmer Network serves as a bridge between specialty crop farmers and land owners looking to lease their land to be farmed, whether that's land that's been previously cultivated or whether it's the first time that it's been cultivated.
Interesting.
So the mission of the New Farmer Network is pretty simple. It is to break down the barriers of farmers accessing land needed to produce food for our local food system.
And that sounds really interesting, of course. And this is, again, as Patience Williams has been talking about, what we've been mentioning and covering here for a number of years. And this is all a grant program that you're here with, Wes?
Yes, that's correct. So this program is funded through the New Mexico Department of Agriculture Specialty Crop Block Grant Program. So it's a little bit of a tongue twister, but essentially it's funded through NMDA and in partnership with the New Mexico State University Extension System. And so here with the San Juan County Extension, that's where I work, and in Aztec. And so, yeah, that's kind of how it's structured a little bit, some background information.
Right.
How it's funded. Mm-hmm.
And so we hear, at least I hear, and maybe I hear incorrectly, that farming these days is somewhat of a struggle unless you're a big multi-corporate entity to be able to make farming economical. And so is this kind of in a response to that, to help the mom-and-pop farmers, or, and as you mentioned, the landowners, to try to get that land back into a producing status without selling out to a big conglomerate or something like that?
Yeah, it's a good question. So, you know, there's being a farmer nowadays is very, very challenging. And for our listeners, you may know that a farmer's attitude is extremely resilient and steadfast, and so it is difficult for farmers to make it in a way in the local food system. And so the New Farmer Network tries to address a few things, and that one of that is accessing land. And so San Juan County, only 6% of the land is actually privately owned, and so it can be extremely expensive to go purchase land if you're a new farmer or if you're trying to transition and move into a larger property, this program tries to address that by saying, hey, how about leasing land from a landowner that's already been cultivated in the past? And so today our farmers are about 65, 61 years old on average. And so while we respect our veteran farmers, it's more important than ever to be able to cultivate the next generation of farmers. And in addition to that, we're trying to address some other struggles like the loss of agricultural land. And so if that land is fallow, a lot of times a developer will try and come in and develop that land, and then, you know, we can't get it back. And so it's important to be able to have that element of land conservation and trying to preserve that land and then regenerate its resources.
Sure.
Yeah, accessing affordable land is an overarching theme within our farmers. And so we're trying to provide the resources for them. So this program is excellent for a new farmer that doesn't really know where to start, and they're trying to figure out who do I talk to, where is land, where's the resources and the education. And so the Northwest New Mexico New Farmer Network is the place to start for any new farmer or transitioning farmer.
Right. And just to be clear, so it really is aimed at these individual smaller farmers. You're not targeting these corporate folks, right? It's really the individual farmer, or maybe someone new, an entrepreneur who wants to get into farming, right?
Yes, that's exactly correct, Scott. So specifically, this program works with specialty crop farmers. And so I always get the question, well, what is a specialty crop?
Right.
And a specialty crop is, it's pretty simple. So it's anything that's going to be a fruit or a vegetable or nuts, floriculture, so growing flowers and cut flowers for florists, and nursery crops as well. And so moving outside of the realm of hay or fodder for livestock, this program specifically addresses farmers interested in growing specialty crops that will eventually enter into our local food system, whether it be the San Juan College Harvest Food Hub or our farmers markets, restaurants, schools, senior centers. And so the end goal is trying to cultivate the next generation of farmers, and then also build out our local food system, because there's a tremendous need to localize our food and to grow where we eat it. And this program kind of touches on a multifaceted kind of structure to be able to touch on all things, aggregate the resources, and eventually we'll see a more robust, healthier food system as it grows.
Great. Well, from a guy who loves to eat, I wholeheartedly and enthusiastically support that idea. So it sounds great to me. Now, there's also a part of this program for landowners, right? As you mentioned earlier, it's kind of a two-pronged system, right? You're looking for new farmers, and you're also looking for landowners who maybe own a lot of land that maybe once was farmed, or maybe not anymore, or could be farmed again, but they don't have the wherewithal to start it back up again, but you want to try to link them with these new farmers, correct, and try to make that match happen?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And, you know, there's many land linking programs across the country, and a lot of them are kind of a little bit remote, or they have a real estate website. But this program works one-on-one with both the landowners and the farmers. And so the landowners are extremely important in this program because, it's important to cater to the land that they have and try to build up the soil, preserve the water, and also figure out what their expectations are and their goals. And so it's really important to me as the program coordinator to be able to identify the needs of the landowner and then meet those needs with the farmer. And so every landowner gets a site visit. And so I come out to the site, I assess the property, and I talk with them, obviously socially distanced and with the mask and everything right now.
Right.
But it's very important that I get to see the land and talk with the person and try to develop that relationship so that there's honesty, transparency, and so they also are ensured that their property isn't going to have some farmer come on there and take over, and they're going to lose their privacy or anything like that. It's really, really important to me. I strive to be able to make the match and not just any match. And so right now we have about a dozen properties within our program that we are actively trying to find farmers for. And the more land that we have come across the New Farmer Network, the better that we're going to be able to match the proper landowner with the proper farmer. Because landowners and farmers, they have different growing practices, they have different needs. And so it's really, really important to be honest and transparent with this. Essentially, it's building relationships, and it starts with the landowner.
Right. Well, and again, as you mentioned, the goal is to get that land back into use and to match up these farmers with these landowners. So at the moment, you've got more landowners than you have farmers at the moment. Is that right?
Yeah, a little bit up. More land. Yeah, correct, correct.
Okay.
And you know, it's a tremendous program for a landowner just because it can provide supplemental revenue if they're looking for supplemental kind of income. It helps preserve their land so they can find a farmer that meets their land management practices and goals. So it takes a large burden off the landowner if they can have a farmer come in and take care of the water, the soil, the plants. And so it's a tremendous program to be able to kind of take care of your land via another farmer.
Sure.
And so it increases food production for the local system, and it helps maintain water rights, so to make sure that water is being used. And so, yeah, as far as the perspective of a landowner, this program is, if there's land that can be used or it's been cultivated in the past, it makes total sense to try and bring a farmer on there if there's not one currently.
Sure. And you mentioned water rights a couple of times, and I wanted to pick up on that just a bit because I know that's a very important topic here in the Southwest and here in San Juan County. And, of course, if a landowner decides to subdivide or do something else with their land, those water rights, which were allocated for farming, could be in danger of going away, right? I mean, they might lose out on that if they use their land for something other than farming.
Yeah, it's important to maintain your water rights because, you know, you're allotted a certain amount of water relative to the size of your land and the needs. And so sometimes when you have water rights and the farm has been cultivated in the past, and then perhaps you may be getting too old to farm, or you're just no longer in the business, then it's important to actually be able to utilize those water rights because they were meant to be used in the first place. And if it's not being used by that farmer, that means it's not being used by the farmer that's down the ditch or the canal or the river.
Sure.
And so being able to equitably disperse that water, it's extremely important, especially for our region. It's water is the resource, the most paramount resource any farmer will be able to use efficiently.
Right.
And so we work with the NCS, so Natural Resource Conservation Service, and we encourage our landowners and our farmers to utilize their services so that they know how to use water the most efficiently.
Right. Understood. Thank you. And I know that, you know, in our part of New Mexico, we are blessed with more water maybe than other parts of New Mexico and other parts of the Southwest. And we're grateful for all that water that we receive. So someone thinking about getting into farming should understand that, you know, the way that you hook them up with a landowner may include some water rights. And that's one big issue when you're talking about farming that you don't have to worry as much about if you've got water rights connected to that piece of land you're going to be farming.
Yes, that's exactly right. Hit the nail on the head there.
Okay. Appreciate that. Well, my guest this morning, Wes Medlock, is here. He is the program coordinator of the Northwest New Mexico New Farmer Network. We are talking about this new program in place here in San Juan County through the Cooperative Extension Service in Aztec to connect landowners with potentially new farmers, and it's a grant program. And Wes, I wanted to ask you too, is there some financial incentives too that you can offer these folks who are joining the program, whether it's a landowner or a farmer, or connect them with ways to maybe help pay for some of this stuff?
Yeah, so the New Farmer Network kind of goes beyond just land linking and putting a farmer on land. And it goes beyond that, and it provides resources and research needed to create a strong farming business. And so obviously one of the most critical elements to starting a farm business is accessing capital. And so there's tons of grants and loan options for beginning farmers and ranchers. And so part of my job is to be able to not tell the farmer what to apply for and what not to, but be able to provide the options for what best fits their needs. And so being able to bring those resources together, because grants can kind of be a mysterious idea for a lot of farmers, and being able to write a strong grant and know how to compose that narrative is very important. And so I help provide those resources, and it's really important for your listeners to know that this program is completely free. So there are no fees or, you know, tiny writing at the bottom of the page that says, you know, you got to pay this or that. This program is genuinely completely free from start to finish. And so it's really an excellent opportunity. If you want to farm, if you want to grow and you don't know where to start, you start with the New Farmer Network. Because we have the resources, we have the experience, and we have the research backed by New Mexico State University. And it's just, it's an excellent place to start, especially for those that have very little funds to start.
Right. Well, and as you mentioned, all of these resources are free, right, for folks to call you and pick your brain and get some advice on where to start, and even the other resources, the extensive resources of the Cooperative Extension Service. It can really help once you start moving some dirt around to let you know what's going on with that piece of land you're working on, right?
Yeah, so the exactly. So the San Juan County Extension Office has helped many, many farmers over many, many years, and it's one of the bread and butter services of our Extension Office. And we talk with farmers every single day, and I speak with my farmers every day. And, you know, when you're talking about food and when you're talking about land and farming and the local food system, a lot of that comes down to building relationships, because it's so personal, right? How we take care of our land, how we grow our food, how we buy our food, how we cook it, how we eat it, how we share it. And it's extremely important that the landowner and the farmer have that relationship building aspect. And this program and how it's structured, how it work with both of these parties, it's very hands-on. And that's different from other land linking programs across the country, whereas sometimes they're a little bit remote, like I was saying. And this program is it's seasoned to help farmers and help them get to the next spot, because it's difficult for some farmers to make a profitable business, right? And it is a business. A farmer is a business individual. And so we've helped these businesses and we've helped these farmers for many, many years. And this is arguably one of the most, I'd say the most seasoned entity within the county that can actually get from start to finish for these farming operations.
Right. Well, very good. Well, Wes, talk to me a little bit about how folks can reach out to you if they do want to take advantage of these opportunities, right? They can call you at the Cooperative Extension Office or call you directly, or reach out with email. What's the best way?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'll give just a couple different options. So first off, if you're interested, please go to the San Juan Extension .nmsu.edu, and the Northwest New Mexico tab will be on that site. You can also email me directly at wmedlock, that W is for Wes, medlock at nmsu.edu. And please feel free to give me a call. I love to have these conversations and build these relationships. And the number is 505-609-8086. But there's a few ways to be able to reach out to this program. Also, you can just use your search engine to look up the Northwest New Mexico Root Farmer Network, and that will bring you to the page that you need to go on. And like I said, the program is free. The resources are free. My services are free. And I just really encourage for the next generation of farmers to utilize this program, because it's for you. We do this work for you.
Sure. Well, and there's a lot of focus now, I think, on local farming, local farmers, again, you know, growing food closer to where we eat the food, and instead of having to transport it halfway across the country or things like that. So at least to me, there seems to be a lot more focus on these types of projects and really trying to get some of this land back into productive use as far as farming goes.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Scott. And it's so encouraging to see just over the past several years to see localized food kind of take precedence and for people to be educated on the importance of our food system. And some people don't know that the longer that food travels, the more it loses that nutrients and the flavor. And you're also exporting those dollars when you buy from you know, across the country or across the world, you're sending those dollars there as well. And so when you buy local and spend local, that money's going to go directly back into your local community. And it's also better quality food. You know, organics are, you know, starting to take shape, and we see a lot more organics on the shelf at the grocery store. And a lot of people don't know that organic doesn't always mean no pesticides or no herbicides. And there are chemicals that are used in some organics, and they're a little bit different than synthetic chemicals. But the best way to ensure that your food is grown safely and without chemicals is to buy local. And I couldn't stress that enough. The healthiest food you can buy is going to be from the farmer down the street, or from the Farmington San Juan College Food Hub, or our farmers markets. And I have a lot of faith in the future of our food. And it's going to take some education, and it's going to take programs like this, and it's going to take communities to be able to back their farmers. But I have a tremendous amount of faith in our local food system. Number one, because we can't ignore it for any longer. It's here at our door, and we have to decide, are we going to buy food that's, you know, grown across the world, or are we going to buy locally? And I think that we're going to get there because we don't have a choice. Buying local ensures that the food is healthier. Buying local ensures that farm and land and soil and water and air is going to be preserved. And I think people are seeing that now, and they're waking up to that reality. And so I'm actually excited for the future of food. Some people say, you know, I'm a little nervous about kind of where our planet's going sometimes. And food is at the very, very center.
Sure.
Very, very center. Yeah.
Well, and I think what we've learned over the last year with this whole pandemic is that we learned to be self-sustaining, and one way to do that is to have a local food economy that is healthy and growing, and that's what you're talking about this morning.
Yeah, absolutely. And a resource that's popped up more recently is something called the Growing Forward Farm. And this is located to me, this is the best part of the property. It's located on 213 South Oliver Drive. So it's right in the heart of town of Aztec. And this property, we entered into a long-term lease from the San Juan County. And we are turning 12 acres into a beautiful agricultural education center. So currently there's about a half mile walking track around the property. And so myself and Bonnie Hopkins, as well as several other awesome entities, are working to develop this property into a learning center for our farmers and for our 4-H kids, for our schools. And, you know, going back to the hope and the future of food, this property will be able to teach farmers how to conserve water, how to conserve land, how to grow properly, cultivate their business skills. And so right now we have cover crops on the property. We're trying to build the soil health there. Soil health is extremely important. We're also going to have an orchard there, an outdoor learning center, demonstration gardens, pollinator rows, a beautiful pumpkin patch. And part of that 12 acres is going to be allocated to be a new farmer incubator. So if you're a new farmer and you want to learn how to grow, you want to learn how to create a business, and you want to learn how to fuel your local food economy, this is the place to start. And so we're going to give small plots to new farmers and help them build their growing skills and build their business skills. For a very, very low cost, right now we're looking at about $100 to have access to excellent soil, deer fencing, which is very important for our specialty crop growers, irrigation, water rights, and most importantly, being able to get on these plots is going to mean that you're going to have the education required to be able to build your skills. And so the best part is that it's right across the street from the San Juan Extension office. And so when our farmers have questions, they can just pop right on over and ask our county ag agent or ask me whatever their question is. And we can be able to walk out there and assist them and teach them, because it's all about trying to build the next generation of farmers. And so the Growing Forward Farm in Aztec is an awesome example to showcase kind of where we're headed with that.
Very good. Well, Wes Medluck, thank you so much for joining me this morning with this great information about this new program. We appreciate it very much. And again, people can give you a call. I'll repeat your phone number once again. It's 505-609-8086. Or they can email you, wmedluck@nmsu.edu, or look up the program on the nmsu.edu website. Thank you.
Perfect.
Very good. Patience Williams, let me bring you back into the conversation here, because I know you have a couple of updates for us about some things like the Food Hub and some other things that we were talking about as a way to, again, increase and expand our local food economy here, right?
Absolutely. You know, that's what it's all about, is building our local food system and helping people access the local food. There's a lot of misconcepts of local food. You know, it's too expensive, it's too this, it's too that. And in reality, it's not. When you look at the nutritional value, what you're getting, what you're putting back into the community, and our special programs, you know, we've talked about it a lot, that they have the SNAP Double Up food program, Double Up Bucks, at right. All the farmers markets in San Juan County, that you take your EBT SNAP card and they double it. You swipe it for $20, they give you $40 to spend on fresh local fruits and vegetables. And that is amazing. We also have the senior farmers market nutrition checks and WIC checks also to redeem at the farmers market. So there's a huge amount of special programs to help some of our highest risk population. The Food Hub, of course, we got it up and running last year in the middle of COVID, and it was still a huge success. Aaron Havens has been a miracle worker, and it is actually, we're getting ready to move to our new location, which is
very
downtown
exciting.
Farmington. Yes, we have the building, and we have a kitchen manager on board now, and it's just so exciting. If anybody is interested in taking a look at the new Harvest Food Hub, go onto the Harvest Food Hub, San Juan College, and their website, and you can sign up for updates. You can sign up for food boxes. I have a couple updates from Aaron.
Right.
They have, if you are a grower and you want to participate in the Food Hub, which is selling your produce to the food hub and then it being distributed out to schools, restaurants, the community. There is a pre-orientation and food safety training, which this is all free, so it costs nothing. And it is Fridays starting April 2nd and April 9th from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. If you want information, you can email Erin Havens at havens@sanjuancollege.edu, or the phone number is 505-566-3119. And you can also just go straight to the Harvest Food Hub website. The Harvest Food Hub Farm Box program is exciting. Everybody's heard of some of the Bone Apple baskets where you go online and you order a box, and sometimes it's a surprise what you get. And unfortunately, it's a great program to get fresh fruit and vegetables to the community, but it's not always local. And the benefit of this is that it's all local. They will actually, if you have a business or a group of people, they will deliver to businesses and offices where five or more employees sign up for these Farm Box program. And so you don't even have to make it to the college or make it to the Harvest Food Hub location in downtown Farmington. They'll deliver. And so it's just nice. An amazing program. And I know I still have a few like mushrooms that I ordered from the Farm Box program last year that I have froze. And it's amazing to just go into my freezer and be like, oh, this is from the humble fungi, you know, fresh mushrooms here. Yeah,
and the time to do that would be now, Patience Williams, to sign up for these types of things, right, for the growing season that's coming up?
Absolutely. So www.sanjuancollege.edu/harvestfoodhub.
Okay.
Or you can go on to facebook.com/harvestfoodhub and get on those. It's just an amazing program. And it gets our local food just options to people, which is, that's our end goal, is just to get our local food into our community, our schools, our early child care centers, senior centers, hospitals, restaurants, you name it, all the way down the list. And we're growing and it is happening and it's so exciting. And Wes's program and then the Growing Forward Farm, we got to work out there the other day and it was magical. It was just so neat to see this taking shape right now at this time. And it's just going to go big. And we're so excited. And we're so excited for our farmers and our community. So,
well, that's wonderful. And thank you all for the hard work to bring it to the community, because we've been talking about this for a while and it is becoming, it's really happening. And I think all of us were kind of shocked that it happened so quickly, but it seems like there's a lot of support for the efforts that, that all of you are behind. And so congratulations to you all.
Thank you. No, it's great. And, you know, our community, you and other people that are just helping get the word out there and support the local food system. It's a lot of it. You know, without community support, we're not going to get anywhere. So thank you guys for getting that out there and keeping up the excitement and the information.
You bet. Well, you're very welcome. And as I think I always say, it seems to be, you know, the laws of economics, right? Supply and demand. Yep. And if we can build enough demand, the farmers will see that and they'll bring up the supply and vice versa, I think, too. So it all works together. So thank you both very much, Patience Williams and Wes Medlock. Thank you both for being with me this morning and sharing this great news about these new opportunities for farmers in the community.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us, Scott. It was amazing.
You're very welcome. Thank you both very much, my guests here on KSJE. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.